the questions that we have of the Lord, He doesn't mind our questions. We should bring them to Him. He has answers, but He doesn't always have the answers that we want that are direct and exact. He gives us principles and basically calls upon, reveals Himself and His character and calls upon us to trust Him. And this is what happens when you face adversity, when you face suffering, and we all do. God is using that in your life to purify you in the fire of adversity, as gold is purified in the fire. And the New Testament picks up on that same thing. You see it in 1 Peter 1 in terms of being refined by fire as gold. And then 1 Corinthians 3 talks about the wood and the hay and the stubble as opposed to the gold and the silver and precious stones and all of that. And then when I look at the life of Job, I see one of the fascinating things is at the end of Job 42, where it talks about Job's friends who haven't really been true friends in a lot of ways. Well, they were for the first week, because in the first week it says they said nothing, because they were a real comfort to Job for that week, and the problem started when they opened their mouths. But anyway, it says then, after God restores Job's fortunes and blesses him and heals him and all that kind of stuff, it says, everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. And then in verse 11 of Job 42, the last chapter, it says, they comforted and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought upon him. Now, this is fascinating, because this is not one of his friends talking. This isn't like a quote from somebody who might be wrong. This is the inspired writer of the book of Job saying they consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought upon him. But then we look back and we say, but wait a minute, the Lord didn't bring that trouble on him. It was Satan who brought that trouble on him. Just like in 2 Corinthians 12, you know, Paul says, my thorn in the flesh is a messenger of Satan. Yet he says, but it was given that I might not become conceited. Well, Satan would want him to become conceited. God didn't. So God is seen as having his hand even in our suffering.